Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Amnesty International says that 2021 was the year of broken promises. The Human Rights Monitor looks back on civil and human rights in a 2021, a year of dashed hopes. According to Amnesty International, the digital sphere is increasingly becoming a space of both activism and repression. In order to understand this a little bit more, Shanila Mohammed joins us. She's Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners.
So how was 2021 a year of broken promises? And did COVID-19 contribute to the year that was?
Well, 2021 was a year where human rights actually, we saw a deterioration in the whole, globally on human rights. And what should have been a year of healing and recovery from COVID-19 instead became an incubator of deeper inequalities and greater instability. So what we saw in 2021, Howard, was that political leaders and corporate titans colluded to put profit, power, and privilege ahead of people. And this was no more clearer than in the COVID-19 response. I mean, you know, by the end of 2021, only 8% of people in Africa had been fully vaccinated. And when you compare this to the richer countries where people have had two or three vaccinations already, you know, it was just unacceptable. And really, the pharmaceutical companies, by the end of 2021, were really boasting a profit of around $54 billion, whereas only 2% of what they produced went to poorer countries. So you can see that the focus was not on curing people or giving them what they needed to fight this horrendous crisis of COVID-19 that we were in, but it was more about profits as usual.
It seems to be that to some extent everybody became more insular, and to countries, governments, communities, everybody looked inwards and said, all right, let's figure out a way to secure our own vaccines, make ourselves safe, and really irrespective of anybody outside that circle. And to some extent, that's really what you're describing.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw nationalism rise. We saw, you know, people close their doors. I mean, we saw this with, you know, the way in which the refugees were treated throughout the last 2 years. And, you know, it was just horrendous. I mean, the nationalism, the sort of let's just safeguard ourselves, forget about the rest of the world. And in fact, richer countries were actually stockpiling vaccines, which they did not need to do. So rather than look at the problem from a global lens and say, look, if Africans are not vaccinated, then of course I won't be safe, even if I'm sitting in a richer country. We started to look at it from very much a, so long as I'm okay, everything, you know, I don't care about anybody else. And, you know, this was really, and you know, the thing is, Howard, that when Africa was in this situation, or we still are, where, you know, we weren't getting the vaccines, it had a knock-on effect. Kids could not go back to school. You know, health facilities were overburdened. And remember that these institutions, education and health, were already not the greatest before COVID-19. So, you know, when COVID hit, we saw, like, for example, in South Africa alone, we saw 370,000 kids fall out of school during COVID. And that's a 3 times increase from the pre-COVID numbers. You know, we saw girls not going to school in Chad. We saw, you know, medical health facilities breaking down and being unable to deal with the deaths and the COVID, cases that were coming to them. So it really had a knock-on effect. And really, you know, in our analysis, 2021 was amongst one of the worst years for human rights violations.
It's just the most terrible, terrible thing to hear. Do you think that it's too soon for introspection, for looking back, or do you find that generally we are open to look back and to self-examine and say, well, hold on, how did we do as a country in this space?
I think it's never too early or too late to introspect. I mean, I think that as civil society, whether we're in South Africa or whether we're, you know, in the rest of the world, what we have to sort of pay close attention to is the fact that many, many governments used COVID-19 to repress freedom. So, for example, you know, more than one-third of countries, Howard, around the world introduced new legislation to further restrict freedom of speech and the right to protest. And they often use the pandemic as a justification. For example, in Afghanistan, we saw that over 300 media houses were closed down during 2021. I mean, let me tell you something really unbelievable, that the Belarusian government went so far as to use bomber jets to force a civilian plane to land so that it could arrest one single human rights activist. You know, so
I remember that story. Wow.
Yeah.
And it was actually a major story, and it kind of goes, it just like disappears, these stories. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying?
No, I was just going to say that we have to remain vigilant as civil society, that, you know, these things don't become entrenched. And again, Howard, let's go to Ukraine. I mean, you know, what 2021 showed us, I mean, you know, that, and what the world, you know, what we're seeing right now with Ukraine is that when states want to deal with refugee crisis and people running away from genuine conflict and war situations, then they can act in concert and they can do it. And when they don't want to, then they don't. So we saw the way the Ukrainian refugees have been welcomed, and yet we have seen refugees from across the globe that have been turned away. I mean, you know, one horrific thing that I just have to say is that in Denmark, you know, when Syrian refugees were running there for safety and security, mm-hmm. the Danish government asked them to hand over all their valuables and said, well, we're going to use these valuables to give you the protection and food and whatever.
No.
And I mean,
that's,
you know, yes, they did. I mean, that's just unacceptable, because under international law, you are, as a country, obliged to take in people who are facing genuine conflict and war situations. And yet, you know, the inequality, the fact, Howard, that some lives are more valuable than ours was no more stark in 2021, and it's continuing in 2022.
Absolutely astounding, depressing, important that we have these conversations. Shanila Mohammed, Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa, talking to us about how 2021 was a year of broken promises.